弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
首先我们来看旧约以斯拉记 ，以利米记。
Old Testament Nehemiah.
以利米记第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们把这一章一起读完。
Let's read the whole chapter, Nehemiah
1. 以利米记第一章第一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的原理如下。亚达学西王20年，基斯留业我在苏珊城的宫中。
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, now happened in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, when I was in Susa, the capital.
那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
That Hanani, one of my brothers, and some men from Judah came, and asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity and about Jerusalem.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
They said to me, the remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach.And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说。
When I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你所与见面的人所耶施慈爱。
I said,I beseech you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, preserve the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
愿你睁眼看侧耳听你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷。
Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant which I am praying before you now, day and night, on behalf of the sons of Israel, your servants.Confessing the sins of the sons of Israel, which you have sinned against you, I and my father's house have sinned.
承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
Confessing the sins of the sons of Israel, which we have sinned against you, I and my father's house have sinned.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
We have acted very corruptly against you.Have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses.
求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。
Remember the word which you commanded your servant Moses, saying, "If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples."
但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶上。的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我民的居所。
But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote parts of the heavens, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell.
这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。
They are your servants and your people whom you redeemed by your great power and by your strong hands.
主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你民众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。
O Lord, I beseech you, may your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants, who delights to revere your name and make your servant successful today, and grant him compassion before this man. Now, I was the cupbearer to the king. Let's bow our hands for prayer.
主是的，复兴你的工作，我们在你面前等候。
Lord, indeed, revive your work, and we wait before you.
先求你那个圣灵的火焰重新燃烧在我们里面。
May the fire of the Holy Spirit rekindle in our hearts.
特别在这个时代当中，实在需要你更多的怜悯。
Especially in these times, we need more of your grace.
让每次在你面前聚集的时候，主啊，你仍然继续向我们施恩，向我们说话。
So every time we gather before you, may you give us your blessing and your word.
当你的话语解开疑念，就可以通达；当你的话语发出，就照出亮光，引导所前面的道路。
When your word is broken open, we have understanding and we have light to walk the path before us.
今天早晨，我们愿意在一个等候、仰望、敬拜心里面，向你祈求，向你呼吁。
So we have this heart before you that is humble and waiting, so that we can come before you at your feet.
在圣灵里面把你的话再次向我们解明。
May your spirit once again open your word to us.
好像在这个时代当中，当知道如何行在你面前得你的悦纳。
That we could be pleasing to you in this time.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We rely upon the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
我想今天来交通尼希米记第一章。
I'd like today to talk about Nehemiah chapter 1.
交通到尼希米这位重建城墙的神所使用器皿。
This vessel who God commissioned to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
我们知道圣经里面有两卷书被称为是恢复书。
We know that there are two books of the Bible that are recovery books.
这是以斯拉记跟尼希米记。
Those are Ezra and Nehemiah.
这两卷书啊是记载以色列百姓从被掳归回的历史。
Those record the story of how Judah returned back to Jerusalem.
也是旧约以色列百姓最后的一段历史。
The last phase of Old Testament history.
当这段历史记完以后呢，神就不再记载旧约以色列百姓的历史，直到主耶稣来到地上。
After this phase of Old Testament history concluded, the Lord will not speak again until the Lord Jesus comes on the scene.
那在三次我们讲到以斯拉记。
Last time we shared about the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记乃是记载有两次的归回。
Ezra recorded two waves of returns.
第一次归回在所罗巴伯带领底下回去把圣殿重新建造起来。
The first return was under the Zerubbabel, in which they rebuilt the temple.
那第二次乃是在文士以斯拉带领底下归回，重新把摩西律法恢复起来。
The second return was under the scribe Ezra, and that was to revive the law of Moses.
不仅把圣殿重新建立起来，百姓可以回到圣殿重新有侍奉。
So when the temple was rebuilt, the people can go back to the temple to serve God again.
并且在那个侍奉里面也照着摩西律法，按着神的心意在侍奉。
However, that service must be according to the law, according to God's heart, delivered through Moses.
那大概经过六十年以后呢，有第三次。尼希米的归回。
Then after 60 years, there was a third return under Nehemiah.
很特别，尼希米归回重新建造城墙这件事情。
It's about Nehemiah rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
圣经没有记载说他带领了多少百姓和他一同回去。
However, the Bible did not record how many people returned with them.
似乎好像只有他一个人回去。
Almost seemingly as if only one person returned Nehemiah.
然后他回去又带领一般百姓再重新把耶路撒冷城墙建造起来。
So Nehemiah took a group of people to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild its walls.
我在读这里的时候，觉得说为什么第三次只有尼希米一个人回去呢？
How come seemingly it looks like only one person Nehemiah returned?
以前连长弟兄告诉我们教导我们怎么样读圣经的时候，
When our older brothers used to teach us about how to interpret the Bible,
他说把那些神说过的话，从神说过的话里面读出神的心意来。
He said we need to read God's word and read God's heart behind those words.
你要从那些神好像没有写下也没有说的话，也读出神的心意来。
To read between the lines to see what's on God's heart.
所以似乎好像第一次归回的时候，在所罗巴伯底下有四万多人和他一同回去重新建造圣殿。
Under Zerubbabel, around 40,000 people came back to rebuild the temple.
那第二次呢？以斯拉回去的时候，也带领了将近2000人回去。
And under Ezra, the second wave, there were 2,000 people that returned.
那到第三次，好像只有尼希米一个人回去。
But in the third way, it seems as if there's only one person, Nehemiah.
我们知道第一次归回的时候，那些可以说是算是第有些第一代 或者说第二代的人，他们对犹大列祖的那个所在地方感情还是比较浓厚一点。
For the first wave that returned, because they are first and generation of people who have been exiled, they had a kinship, a nostalgia for the homeland.
第二次以撒回去的时候，好像要过了一代。
And then, then when Ezra returned, it's almost as if one more generation has passed.
自然而然，第二代或是第三代，他们对那个他们列祖的那个所居住的地方感情就越来越淡薄。
However, their interest and care for the homeland started to diminish.
所以叫他们回去，自然而然人数就慢慢更减少很多了。
So when encouraged to return, the number of people who wanted to go back got smaller.
到第三次回去的时候，居然只剩下尼希米一个人。
And then when we come to the third return under Nehemiah, seemingly it's one person.
有人说。越后面越那些的第二代、第三代，或者到第四代人，他们对从前他们列祖所居住所，他们感情好像几乎完全是淡忘掉。
So when a group of people have left their country for three or four generations, it seems like that interest has been diminished.
我们的圣经不仅是一本历史书。
So Old Testament not only a historical book.
圣经更是一本属灵的书。
But more so, it's a spiritual book.
他把这些历史的事实记载下来，背后都有一些属灵的意义。
So any event of history that is recorded, there is a spiritual meaning behind it.
若是一些历史的事实的话，他们当初重新建造圣殿，或是说重新建造耶路撒冷城墙，跟我们这个时代一点关系都没有。
Because if it's just history, if it's just merely building a house and building walls, it does not have any relationship with how we live our lives today.
我们也不会去需要重新建造圣殿，重新建造城墙。
Because we're not rebuilding any houses and temples, we're not rebuilding walls.
神啊，是借这些旧约以色列百姓历史，说到背后那些属灵的事情。
But Old Testament history we want to understand well in order to understand the spiritual lessons.
特别以色列的历史。
Particularly Israel's history.
因为以色列历史是关系到神永远极的事情。
Because Israel's history relates to God's eternal purpose.
所以我们就想到在这个末了世代结束要来之前。
So when we think about these end times when the Lord Jesus is about to return.
好像和当初那些归回的人这个光景也有一样类似的地方。
It's an analogous circumstance with the people of the time of the exile.
越过到主要来之前好像教会使用光景落在一个被掳的光景底下。
It seems like as generation and generation of the church passes, our interest in the Lord's return has diminished.
末后更少人体贴神的心意。
Less and less people would want to please the Lord's heart.
愿意在那里祈神的，就是说越不体贴神心意，在那里神做工作的时候，他们愿意跟得上去。
And so less and less people would be interested in pleasing the Lord's heart, and we only hope that there's a revival of those hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这些历史的记载背后都要告诉我们些。今天神的属灵作为是怎么样
？So when we look at Old Testament history, let's understand the spiritual condition of the people then.
或是神的心意是怎么样
？To understand what's the Lord's heart for His people.
我知道从亚当始祖犯罪堕落以后
，Because when our forefather Adam first sinned,
到以后神拣选以色列百姓，然后看见以色列百姓失败历史。
To the time of the election of the children of Israel.
但是神在那都在做恢复的工作。
Although that was a history of failure, God is still doing a revival work.
就是恢复到神起初在人所创造的身上的旨意，神所拣选的以色列百姓身上的旨意。
So that God's work, all the time from when He selected and created man to when He elected Israel, will still be completed.
每一个时代，神总是拣选一些少数的人在那做恢复的工作。
Therefore, in every generation, God selects a remnant, a small group of people to finish and complete God's work.
在旧约就借着那些从被掳归回逃脱的移民。
And in the Old Testament, that's typified by this wave of remnants that returned back from exile.
到新约启示录在那看见那些得胜者。
And then in the New Testament, we see a group of people called the overcomers.
就这一般的人，他们体会。
Both groups of people touched God's heart.
本既是你少数人再来做点恢复的工作。
That all the small remnant, God will work through them mightily.
神在地上总是拣选一些合他使用的器。
God wants to select vessels on this earth.
把他们带回到神起初那永远所定的旨意当中。
To bring them back to see what was God's original and eternal purpose.
这就是过去几年弟兄们在课位里面所交通给我们的信息。
And these are also very related to all the special weekend conferences that we have, the themes that the brothers have preached on.
So, 我们看见 GOA 这些从被掳归回剩下的移民。
So, let's take a look at this remnants that have returned back from exile.
我们从所罗巴伯从以斯拉，我们看见神在这些器皿身上怎样做工，能够带领他们做恢复的工作。
That God's strong hand has worked in Zerubbabel and Ezra to finish this work.
为什么只有为什么圣殿已经重新建造起来，那整律法也重新被恢复起来呢
？So we have seen that the temple was rebuilt and the law was restored.
好像神的工作没有停止在那里。
Does it seem that the Lord's work has ended right there?
还有加上尼希米的恢复。
But we need to still add Nehemiah's recovery work.
是的，尼希米回去带领一般百姓再重新把城墙建造起来。
Nehemiah's return would revive a group of people to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
我们知道因着神的百姓失败堕落。
Although the people of Israel have failed.
神借着巴比伦王所把尼布甲尼撒把圣殿拆毁掉，把神的圣城也拆毁掉。
Because the people have disobeyed, God raised up Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, to destroy the city of Jerusalem and burn the temple.
但是神不容许那样光景一直存留在那里。
But God did not want that spiritual condition to stay.
神要借着百姓把圣殿重新建造起来，恢复圣殿起初原有那个意义是什么？
He wanted people to rebuild the temple, to restore the function of that temple among the people.
神要借着尼希米把耶路撒冷城墙重新建造起来。
Then he wanted to raise up Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
借着耶路撒冷城墙所表明的意义，今天也显在今天教新约的时代。
So that the full value and meaning of the walls of Jerusalem will be restored.
所以我们今天来看看神所使用的器皿尼希米，他是怎么样一种人。
Thus today we want to look at this vessel Nehemiah. What type of person was he?
我们知道在圣经里面，当神在那里啊，要一开始的工作的时候，他总是先得到一个器皿。
It's a principle in the Bible that whenever God wants to start a new work, He raises up a vessel.
他借着这个器皿呢，来做神所要做的工作。
And then through the vessel to complete God's work.
正如以斯拉，文士以斯拉。
Take for example Ezra, that scribe.
他是一个渴慕神摩西律法的人，他自己考究神的律法。
He was one who diligently studied the law of Moses.
他明白神的话，然后遵守神的律法。
Fully skilled in the law, fully understanding the law.
他把神的律法来教导神的百姓。
And thus able to teach the people.
好像神的百姓明白神的律法，也在遵守神的律法。
So the people can understand and keep the word.
然后在那里借着他把神的律法恢复起来。
And thus a revival of the law.
那尼希米在这里告诉我们说，他是在波斯王宫一个做酒政的人。
Now for Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer to the king of Persia.
他是生活在一个非常富裕的环境里面。
He was living in a very abundant circumstance.
但他没有受这个物质环境的影响。
But he was not influenced by the affluence of that state.
我们知道那些外邦王都是拜偶像的。
We know that the Gentile kings were all idolaters.
但是我们看见这些神所使用，他没有跟着那些外邦人去拜偶像。
But these vessels did not go along with the flow to also worship idols.
他们仍然是活在神面前的人。
They were those who lived before the Lord.
所以当他听见有一个弟兄从犹大回来。
And so when Nehemiah heard that one of his brothers came back from Jerusalem.
他就去问说，打听说那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的人，他们现在光景如何
？He said he asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity and about Jerusalem.
现在耶路撒冷的城到底如何
？What is the state of the walls of Jerusalem？
他听见说他们在那边遭大难、受凌辱。
He heard that the people of captivity are in great distress and reproach.
他马上。向天上神在那祷告。
And he immediately prayed to the God of heaven. From his prayer, we could see that Nehemiah really knew the Lord.
因为我们看见尼希米在尼希米记里面记载到了11次的祷告。
We see that he knows the Lord and prays to the Lord 11 times through this book.
我们看见尼希米他本身是个祷告的人。So
Nehemiah was praying man.
他不管听见什么事情，他念做什么做，他总是先回到神面前的向。
Whatever circumstances he faced, the immediate thing that he needs to is to praise the Lord.
他属灵生命，有一个非常非常属灵生命。So
we know that Nehemiah has a great spiritual life and.
这个经文，它是个break。他现在是活在这世界，他不是世界。
In New Testament terms, he was in the world, but not of it.
这个。 The hope. Is this plugged in?
You can imagine he was living in
有吗?
The
time.
But he was able to be separated from the world.
为什么他能够这样分别这个态度呢?
Why does he have this attitude of separation from the world? Because he knew that he was himself of the
Spirit.
Although he was living in Babylon, which typifies the world, and although he had the opportunity to serve in the palace of Persia, it's not something that all the Israelites got to do. But he was not influenced by the
fashion.
So if you remember Daniel and his three friends,
他们从年少时候就被神要到王宫去服侍那外邦王，就是亚撒。From
his youth, he and his three friends were taken into captivity by the Babylon king Nebuchadnezzar.
所以他们在那学习加勒底的文字语言。He
learned the language of the Chaldeans.
他们当然接受外邦的教义，接受那些外邦文化的一个熏陶。
He fully learned their language and their literature.
我们说，要把一个人的思想意念改变呢，就是最好的方法，就是用文化来，用语言来教导他。
The best way to change someone's thought process and their understanding of the world is to re-educate them.
一个人若是当学一个不同语言，在一个地方学当地的语言，学习那文化习俗的话，慢慢这个人就受这些影响，就改变这个人的态度。
And once you teach someone a new language of the land, they will start to become assimilated to that land.
慢慢的思想，他们意念，他生活的态度，就受他那些文化教育所改变。
And slowly, gradually, they'll adjust their thinking to the people of the land.
但是我们看这丹尼和他三个朋友。So
we'll look at Daniel and his three friends.
他们不仅没有受改变、受影响。They
were not affected.
虽然他们居在一个非常高的一个位置上。Although
they were lifted into a very high position.
丹尼没有为了他保住他宰相这个位置呢，来拜那个外邦人所拜的。Daniel
did not use that position to worship idols. And leave worshiping God. Because they knew that they were Hebrews, they were people of the Lord. They know that they are worshiping the true and living God. Not only that, but in the palace of the king, they displayed the Lord's testimony. Daniel has this, the book of Daniel has this phrase. When he's testifying about what type of God is the Lord, he says that the Most High God rules among the domains of man. It's not this Gentile king that's in control. That the rise and fall of Gentile kings are all governed by the hand of the Lord. We want to see this spiritual reality too. When you look out into this world, those people who have authority, they thought that they reached their position because of their own efforts and
will.
Likewise, King Nebuchadnezzar thought through his great wisdom and understanding, he built an empire. And immediately God says, your kingdom is taken away from you. Because it is the Most High God that rules. If we know that it is the Most High who rules, we will not be affected in our heart by all the
不管这个人，这个掌权者， 我们认为他好不好，
we will not be affected by all the turmoil in this world.
我们都看见是出于神自己的定规。
That whether a king is good or bad, everything is appointed by God.
这个定规呢， 在让属神的百姓， 特别， 而不是让世界不信神的， 而是让我们跟属神的百姓知道是神的掌权。
That this testimony that you exhibit is to show others that there is a Lord who is in control. And thus we do not have to make decisions based on our own understanding. Likewise, if you think about Moses who lived in the palace of the Egyptian Pharaoh for 40 years, and we learn from the Bible that he was educated in all the teachings of the Egyptians and was mighty in word and deed.
但是摩西知道,
and Moses knew
他里面是流着希伯来的血, 他是书,
that,
他是希伯来的,
that he was a Hebrew,
他是属神的百姓,
one of God's children,
那这个世界,
that he is set apart from the people of Egypt.
所以希伯来书11章讲到摩西的时候,
that's why Hebrews 11, when thinking about Moses,
他说摩西因着信长大了,
by faith, Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of Israel, because he knew that he was an Israelite. So those who are used by God or chosen by God know who they are.
即使他可以生活在一个非常好的环境，也许神给他恩典，他物质各方都非常丰富。
They might live in circumstances where outwardly it seems very abundant.
但是他们心不在那些短暂的事物上。
But their hearts are not seeking after temporary things.
他们心乃是在神身上。
Their heart is upon the things of God.
正如尼希米一样。
Likewise, Nehemiah.
他虽然是在王宫做酒政的。
Although he was a cupbearer to the king,
但是他关心神的家,
but his real care is for God and his house.
他是在巴比伦，他应该是在第三，他是在巴比伦以色列第三代、第四代的人。
Although he was in Persia for after 3 or 4 generations,
但是他知道他身份是属于神的。
But Nehemiah knew that his portion is in the Lord.
许多人不愿回去，可能他们顾念在巴比伦已经有了产业，基础都稳定了。So
for those people who entered Babylon captivity, their livelihoods were set.
但是你心，他心放在什么身上？But
Nehemiah placed his trust in the Lord.
所以他当知道有个弟兄从犹大回到那里的时候，他就要打听知道到底那些被掳归回的人，他们现在光景是怎么样。
So when one of his brothers returned from Jerusalem to Nehemiah, he wanted to know the spiritual condition of the people. When he heard that the people are in great distress and under reproach, and that the walls of Jerusalem are broken down and its gates burned with fire, he sat down and mourned.
所以我们看见一个神使用的人，他一定是关心神的事情。So
for someone that is chosen by God, they care about the things of God.
他知道神的百姓都在苦难当中的时候，他里面有感觉，他里面难过。
Suddenly, when he heard about the spiritual state, what's on God's heart, inside of him, he felt a deep distress.
他马上回到神面前来向神来呼求，来向神祷告。
Quickly, he returned to the Lord's presence to fast and to cry.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这些神所拣选的器皿，他们身上有这些特点。
So we see the characteristics of the Lord's vessels.
我想每一个世代，神总是拣选那些身上有这些特点的人。
For each generation, God chooses people with a uniqueness.
当他们看见今地上教会那种光景的时候
，That uniqueness is when they see the spiritual condition of the church.
他们都伤心难过。
They will be grieved in their heart.
在那中显出神的见证出来。
They feel like the Lord's testimony is not full.
他们在神面前哭泣。
And thus they cry before the Lord.
我们知道尼希米在那祷告说，他不仅为自己的罪祷告，他为百姓的罪祷告。
So when Nehemiah
承认自己的罪
，When Nehemiah prayed, he not only confessed his own sins but also people's sins.
他知道为什么百姓会落到这个光景里面，就是因为他们违背神的律法。
That the reason why they are put in this condition is because they forsook God and His law.
他没有好好遵循摩西的律法，他们造神的心，他们侍奉神、敬拜神。
They have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances of the servant Moses.
反而去拜偶像。
But went and pursued idols.
背弃神所遭遇的那个管教审判。
Forsook the Lord who thus judged them.
所以为什么？他说，为什么呢？回来报告说，那些犹大人在那里受苦难、受凌辱呢
？So why is it that the people of Judah were in great distress and under reproach？
因为耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，城内被火烧。
Because the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates burned with fire。
所以我们看见百姓在落到苦难里面，跟城墙被拆毁、火烧有关系。
So interestingly。The state of the people is reflected in the state of the wall.
我刚刚说到，这些都是背后有些属灵。
Because there's a spiritual principle behind the history.
为什么会遭遇苦难，受到外邦人羞辱呢
？So why are the people in great distress and reproach?
因为耶路撒冷城墙倒塌了，城内被火焚烧掉。
Because the wall is broken down and the gates burned with fire.
这重新恢复起来的话，我想。他们就不会落到那灾难的受羞辱底下。
And if the walls are rebuilt, then the people will not be under reproach.
所以在这里我们看见，原来耶路撒冷城墙城门表明那个属灵意跟以色列百姓属灵光景是有一个关系，很大关系的。
So it turns out that the walls of Jerusalem reflects the spiritual state of the people.
所以我们从这个耶路撒冷城墙里面，我们看见为什么这些必须要被重新建造起来，恢复起来，原来光景呢
？So let's take a look to see what's the reason why then they need to rebuild the wall.
所以耶路撒冷城墙也包括城门，说明一个界限，一个分别。
And that's because first the walls and the gates of Jerusalem are about a boundary.
这个城墙就把城内跟城外有个分别在那里。
That there is a distinction between what's inside and outside the wall.
城门也是把一个城门内跟城门外有个分别。
And likewise, the gate also keeps things in and keeps things out.
我记得小时候儿童班教唱一首非常简单的诗歌。
I remember when I was in Sunday school, I liked to sing a song.
我想这边在美国这个儿童中学有没有唱过这首诗歌？不知道。
Have you sung the song I'm about to sing?
一首诗歌说，一扇门有两面。
That there is a one door with two sides.
你是在这一面或那面。
Yet its sides are two.
下头唱过是听过的。啊，没有。那意思就是说，在这里一扇门有两面，一个是在门内，一个是在门外。
So there's this one door, only one, and yet its sides are two. You can either be on the inside or on the outside.
门内就是属于神的百姓，属于神的事物。
But that if you're on the inside, then that's the things of God.
门外就是属于世界，属于不属神的事物都在门外。
If you're on the outside, then it's the things of God.
所以这个城墙也是这个意思。
That's why the wall typifies a boundary.
城墙就把属神的百姓、属神的事物跟外界世界分开了。
A wall separates.The things of God from the things of this world.
在旧约里面，耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷城墙代表神的百姓。
And the walls also typify the Lord's people.
所以以赛亚书第一章那里告诉我们说
，That's why Isaiah chapter 1 says.
他说这一座城是称为忠心的城，公义之城。
That's why the salvation is in the walls and it's the ramparts of Jerusalem.
充满了公平公义居住在其中。
That justice and righteousness are in her.
但是犹谦却成为一个妓女，成为成为一个淫妇。
But one day Zion has become a harlot.
凶手居住在里面。
That no more righteousness and justice are in her.
成为一个罪恶之城。
To become a sinful city.
里面充满了许多掺杂不洁净的食物。
Full of corruption inside.
我们知道，当主耶稣来到地上最后结束快要结束他地上的日子的时候。
And we remember in the last week when Jerusalem, when Jesus was on earth.
他也曾经在那为耶路撒冷城哀哭。
He was weeping for Jerusalem.
那就是为以色列百姓在那哀哭。
He was lamenting for the people.
他说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷啊。
He said, Oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那些受差遣到你这里的人。
You who killed the prophets and stoned those who I sent here.
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡召集她小鸡，在翅膀底下。
Oh, I long to gather you, and gathers your chicks. But you are not willing.
这是当时以色列百姓的光景。
This is the state of the people.
所以撒该说呢，他说在这里有一天一块石头都跌在石头上，都要被拆的。
That's why for the temple.Jesus said that one stone shall not be left on top of another stone. All shall be broken down.
那就是说，以色列百姓最终要亡国，要被打散到列国去。
And so then the Jews were then scattered across to the nations.
所以我们看见耶路撒冷城墙代表一个分别，一个界限。
So that's why Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem, provide the boundary and a protection.
就是因为本来百姓跟这个世界你有界限，你有分别。
It's a way to distinguish between the people of God and the people of the world.
以至于人可以从这个门进到城内。
And through the gates, they can enter from the outside to the inside.
来伤害神的百姓。
And if so, they can harm God's people.
耶利哥是一个忠心的城。耶利哥是忠心的城。
She used to be a faithful city.
忠于神自己的。一般人
who cared for the things of God.
有一天他们对神不忠心，成为淫妇。
But when she was not a faithful city, Zion became a harlot.
与世界联合。
In union with the world.
那些官长，那些就像跟那些盗窃做伙伴，也不为那些孤儿保护生烟。
And likewise, its judges and its counselors did not care for widows or orphans.
以至于神愤怒审判就临到他们当中。
And thus the judgment came upon the Lord's people.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么百姓会受到凌辱，就是因为在那里没有与世界有分别。
And so, what is the reason why the people were under reproach?The reason is because they were not separated from the world.
这百个弟兄说这个城墙也是象征的基督。
Brother Sparks has said that the wall represents Christ.
那就是说基督是教会跟世界的分别。
That Christ is the separation between the church and the world.
凡是与基督性质不一样东西都不能进到城内。
That only the things of Christ can come within the walls.
那些不属于基督的性质不相合的都不能进到。
But the things that are not of Christ cannot come into the church.
我们知道在旧约里面圣殿有锁门的。
And we know that in the Old Testament, the temple had doorkeepers.
教会应该是有锁门的。
And likewise, us as well in the church.
就是在那里能够有个分辨能力。
That there is a discernment between good and evil.
什么东西可以进到城内，进到这个门里面。
The doorkeeper has to choose what can come into the door and what cannot.
什么事物必须要排斥在门外。
What things have to be kept outside the door.
但是我们看见今天地上的教会，什么东西好像都可以从这个门进去。
However, in today's church, you could see that anything can just flow into the door.
所有人看为好的东西，好像人需要东西也在教会里面成长。
Things that are physically beneficial.Are then brought into the church.
但是我们知道，城内、城门内那些不属神的、那些与基督无相关的事物，都不能进到城里面。
But we know that the gate is to ensure that nothing that's not of Christ can enter into.
那些都破坏神百姓的属灵生命。
whichever things would affect the people's spiritual life
negatively.
When Paul was writing to the church of Corinth,
因为哥林多的教会有些不该不属于神的东西进到教会里面来。Colossians?
Oh yeah, when Paul was writing to the people of Colossae.
保罗在说你要谨慎，恐怕有人用那礼邪、虚空言语，不照基督，照人间遗传，是那个小学，在这传讲。
That if people come to you with empty deception, with human understanding, with the elementary principles of the world,
人地上许多东西，将来哲学、理论、思想。
That these human philosophies,
有时候那些所谓那个哲学，讲论到哲学东西，他那思想理论好像。 看起来,
and when we look at human philosophy, it might seem like the words that they are teaching and the thoughts are very elevated. But lofty human wisdom has entered the church.
人所谈论的不是基督,
and so what we then discuss is not Christ.
人所谈论是地上政治、经济、各种的事情,
but what we discuss are human philosophies, worldly wisdom.
好像那些有什么比较有相关、比较密切。
It's almost as if we think that human philosophies are more relevant to our spiritual life.
教会不该谈这些事情。
But church should not speak about those things.
教会所谈论就是基督和他父子之间。
But rather teach Christ and Him crucified.
小学是这样学理。 在这里一点意味都没有。
So we would not give ground to the elementary principle things of the world.
所以城墙头一个表明是一个界限，一个分别。
And so thus the first representation of the wall is that it represents boundaries.
第二个表明是一个保护。
The second representation is protection.
为什么百姓中受逼迫，因为保护失去了。
Why are the people because the protection is gone?
城墙被拆毁掉了,
because the wall has been broken down.
所以仇敌外的人进到城里面伤害攻击这些神的百姓,
and so their opponents, their enemies can come within the walls and thus persecute the people.
以赛亚26章告诉我们说神是用救恩定为城墙为外国,
thankfully in Isaiah 26 that salvation is in the walls of Zion.
那就是救恩是我们的保护,
that the salvation is our protection. We're standing on the grounds of grace, on the grounds of justification by faith. Because salvation is our wall, we cannot be moved. The deceiver, the enemy will have nowhere to stand us.
我看加太教会，好像这个城墙失去了。 被拆的失去的保护,
and it seems like the churches in Galatia, their walls have been broken down, their gates have been broken. There is a
因为在加太教会里面有人在传因信称义还是不，还需要加靠人的行为。
Because in the churches of Galatia, they are not only teaching justification by faith, but need to do some works.
接着耶稣基督所成就的救恩还不够全备。
As if the Lord's complete salvation work was incomplete. You have to add efforts to keep the law in order to be saved. And so when these people preached that justification by faith is not enough, they were then rebound under the law.
所以有所说告诉我们说要穿上全副的军装才能抵挡魔鬼。
That's why Ephesians tells us we need to put on the full armor of God to withstand the wiles of the enemy.
其中一个军装就是信心。
And one of the armors is faith.
所以要用信德当作盾牌来保护我们的心。
The breastplate to protect our hearts from
就可以抵挡仇敌的火箭攻击,
from the enemy's darts.
因为我们因信称义,
because justification by faith.
并且我们生活行为也是因着信心,
and thus every day we live is also now by faith.
所以保罗说我们在世为人不是靠自己的聪明，而是靠他恩典。
That's why it's not about trusting in our own wisdom, but upon the God's grace.
所以用信心来保护我们。
We need to be protected by faith.
人若不是用信心靠自己行为的话，障碍就有漏洞有破口。
But if you use your own understanding, then there is a breach in the law.
另外一个军装就是救恩的头盔。
Then the other armor piece that we need to put on is the helmet of salvation.
就保护我们这个心思，佛是一个思想的一个地方。
To protect how we think, our mind.
今天若是不用这个救恩来保护我们这个佛的话，很多奇怪思想意念都进到心中里面，进到脑海里面。
Salvation is not the helmet to protect our mind, then a lot of other worldly things can attack how we think.
那就失去了保护。
And thus we forego our protection.
这就是为什么以色列百姓落到那个苦难、灾难、羞辱里面呢？
That's why the people are in great distress and reproach.
失去了神的保护。
They have forfeited the Lord's protection.
与世界、与外邦人没有分别，结合在一起。
Because they have not been, they are being united with the world.
那第三个城墙所表明的是个见证。
And thirdly, the wall represents testimony.
这是在马太福音第五章讲到天国子民的时候。
And in Matthew 5, I'm talking about the kingdom of the heavens. Lord Jesus said,
他说，天国子民他们是世上的盐，他们是世上光。
That you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
那城在山上是更隐藏的。
The city upon the hill cannot be hidden.
因为城市立在高处，每一个人都可以看见。
That because it'sA hill, everyone can see it.
光也是显明的。
Light manifests.
光在那里的时候，每个人都可以看见。
When the light is shown, everyone can see the testimony.
所以光那就是个见证，城墙就是个见证。
That's why the wall itself is a testimony.
但是现在，因为失去了保护，见证也就失去了。
And because the wall is broken down, then the testimony is forsaken.
失去保护。见证就没有了。
Once the protection is gone, once the wall is gone, then the testimony is gone.
今天地上的教会也是这样子。
Likewise, today,
什么时候教会使得百姓跟这个世界没有分别，没有界限？
That whenever the boundary between the world and the church is blurred,
神的同在就不在当中。
Then the Lord's presence is not with us.
神的同在不在的话，就失去神的保护。
When the Lord's presence leaves the city, then His protection is gone.
许多不该有光明进来，就伤害神百姓的属灵生命。
And then the things of the world starts to affect the spiritual life of the people inside the city.
失去了保护，神的见证就失去了。
And then once the protection is gone, then the testimony is gone.
所以我们看见借着基督以色列上城墙这件事情，也说明今天教会新约教会该有的光景。
And so the state of the people of Israel reflects then the state of the church.
今天为什么许多神儿女都在许多软弱失败里面呢？
Why is this that we are often in the church in weakness and in failure?
就是因为在那里没有与世界有分别。
It's because that there's no distinction from the world.
因为忘记我们是属神的百姓。
We forgot that we are people that belongs to God.
好像我们在那里说世界各种环境影响，然后慢慢把我们这个人就改变了。
As if we are then now easily influenced by the world and taken away by it, and we have been changed.
我们生活形式好像一般，当然不信主，好像没有什么太大差别。
And the failure is because we then don't have any distinction between your lifestyle and the world's lifestyle.
就如当初以色列百姓一样。
And like the people of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个对我们今天这个时代是个非常大的一个提醒。
That's why this is such a relevant lesson and reminder.
所以当那里不再有分别的时候，自然而然神的同在失去以后，就失去神的保守。
And thus, if we don't discern the things of God with the things of the world, then the protection of God gently leaves us.
失去神的保护的时候，你看各种事情都临到神的百姓身上。
And without that protection, then all types of unfortunate circumstances came upon that people.
当然不是说特别那些不该的光景，那些罪恶，那些世俗的东西。
The things of the world like corruptions and sins.
那见证就没有了。人不觉得好像我们是与他们不同的人。
That when the people do them, they're not really different from the world, and then the Lord's testimony is gone.
因为我们所做的事情跟世人好像没有什么差别，人做什么我们这样做。
Then there's no difference between a Christian and someone that's non-Christian. We all do the same thing.
我们知道这是很普遍的情形。
This is a very pitiful situation.
人也看不出我们是一个属神，是一个相信耶稣基督的人。
And that's why when people look at us, they cannot see that we represent the Lord Jesus.
人真的爱慕世界各样的东西，照样基督一样。
They see us chasing the same things as the world.
人所追求的，本来儿女照样在追求。
The things of the world that are chased after by them are chased by us.
世人在那边争权夺利，那些好像总是要占一点便宜，总是要为自己的好处，但是为自己的好处打。
That everyone is making decisions to benefit their own selves.
但是都是我们在显出我们是属神的百姓。
But if we are the people of God and we reflect that,
人会看出说，哎，这个人好像跟一般人不一样。
Then when people see us, they say this group of people is different from us.
我想那就是见证显出来。
And that is when the testimony of God is shown.
是为什么世人看不出来是你跟我有什么差别？好像都差不多。
But if people of the world look at us and they say, we can't tell if you are of us or something, what I do, you do, what I think, you think.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧的光景。
Brothers and sisters, then that is the condition of the walls of Jerusalem being broken down and the gates
burned up.
And so God wants to rebuild the walls.
我们看今天新约的教会应该当如何行。
In the New Testament church, let's do the same.
像什么在说教会与世人要分别，要界限。
To repeat, the church must be distinct from the world.
才会得到神的保护。
To have his protection.
教会的见证，基督的见证常常显明出来。
In order for them, the testimony of Christ to be revealed.
因为教会就基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
教会如果显出基督丰富丰满
And thus the body must express the fullness of the Christ.
这有分别
And it has to be distinctive.
所以人在教会当中的时候就看见说神在你中间
And so when an unbeliever comes to our midst, he says, the Lord is here.
人来到这个地方就说这个团体跟其他那些所谓的团体不一样的
That this is a group of people different from all the other groups of people out there.
你会觉得说这帮人和世人那些不信的的确是很不一样。
That this group of people somehow is different from the group of unbelievers.
他们所思所想的都是天上的事，不是地上的事。
That what they do and what they're thinking are heavenly things.
他们所盼望的是将来的，不是现今看得见的。
The things that they are seeking for are the things to come and not that can be seen by visible eyes.
有的人都是很想是被这样恢复起来的话。
So if the walls are recovered, rebuilt,
最后基督见证就显在教会当中。
Then the testimony of the Lord Jesus will be in the church.
所以当你心里听见在耶路撒冷犹大人那种光景的时候，他里面非常难过。
And so when Nehemiah heard about the condition of the people, inside of his heart there is deep distress.
他马上来到这个天上神那里来祷告。
He immediately came before the God of heaven to pray.
他知道这位神是垂听祷告的神，他是一个守约施慈爱神。
He knows that the Lord has an attentive ear and an open eye.
他知道为什么百姓今天会落到这个光景里面，就是因为他们离弃神。
And he understood that the reason why the people are in this condition is because they forsook the Lord.
他没有去遵守借摩西所吩咐他们的诫命。
They have not kept the commandments, statutes, and ordinances of Moses.
所以这是神的管教，神的刑罚，神的审判。
And thus they fell into the hand of the Lord's judgment.
但是他也知道。
But he also knew.
只要神的百姓归向他。
That as long as the people return to the Lord.
真的重新来遵守神的诫命律法的话，神要把他们从分散列国召集回来。
People decide to keep his commandments.And the Lord would bring them from the ends of the earth back.
神把他们召集到回到犹大地，重新在那敬拜神、侍奉神。
Back to the land of Judah so that they can worship and serve the Lord again.
这个就是为什么需要有圣殿的一个重建。
That is why the temple has to be rebuilt.
也需要摩西的律法重新再被恢复起来。
That is why then the law of Moses has to be recovered.
这些都是因为神百姓失败而失落呀。
That is because the people have let go of God's heart.
但是当恢复这个过程当中，我们也看见事，恢复的过程当中看见一些事情。
That through the history of revival, we see one thing.
这个恢复是从里面先恢复的。
The revival first starts in the hearts of the people.
圣殿重新建造起来。
The stirring of God in the hearts of people then led to the rebellion.
外面城墙重新。
Then leading to the rebuilding of the wall.
所以当一个人里面先被恢复起来的时候。
Thus when a person's heart is revived first.
自然而然他外面又显出那个见证出来。
Then outwardly that person manifests the Lord's testimony.
这是一个属灵的次序。
That is a spiritual order.
所以神恢复我们不管是个人团体都是这样子。
Not only does God do that individually, but he does that corporately.
从我们属灵生命里面先恢复起来。
He first stirs up within each of us a heart for him.
借着圣灵工作从内心里面眺望起来。
The Holy Spirit stirs up our hearts for revival.
燃起向着神的心，热爱神的心。
So that we will turn back to him.
当人有这样光景的时候，自然而然他就乐意去遵守这个话。
And because of that, that person naturally wants to keep and obey the law.
他就愿意照神的话在他生活行事。
They will want to naturally then live according to God's word and obey.
自然而然基督的生命就从他身上显出来。
And then naturally the life of Jesus becomes manifested in that person's life.
见证在那就显出来。
And thus there is an establishment of testimony.
所以感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神总是在神百姓当中保守一般人。
So thank the Lord that he protects a group of people.
就像当初所罗巴伯、以斯拉、尼希米、
Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah.
他们体会神的心意。
Who care about what's on his heart.
他们看见神百姓的光景。
They saw the condition of the people.
太弱了。
Failed.
圣殿被毁了，没有地方侍奉神了。
That there's no place to worship God, the temple was gone.
被掳到外邦地，成为奴仆。
That the people were now slaves to foreign nations.
去侍奉外邦王。
Serving foreign kings.
当他们看见这光景的时候，他们愿意体贴神的心。
But when they saw this condition, they wanted to touch God's heart, please God's heart.
神要使用这一般人。
And so God was able to use this.
我想在历史历代，神都有。都可以都选拣选这样一般人。
And throughout the generations, God has sought for these people.
虽然人数不多。
Although their numbers are few.
甚至到了第一步，到尼希米只增加他一个。
And it seems like over the generations, down to Nehemiah, there's seemingly just one person.
因为放下在波斯王宫所有那些东西。
He was able to let go all that was in the Persian palace.
只有一个心愿。
With only one desire.
要把城墙重新建造起来。
To rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
那么神的百姓重新恢复神在他们当中的荣耀光景。
To revive the people, to return them to the right spiritual condition.
让他们看见神起初拣选他们就是要敬拜侍奉他。
To return them to the Lord's calling them, which is to worship and to serve.
神在他们当中起初借就是他们在地上是成为耶和华见证的。
That they would become the Lord's testimony fully on earth.
这个就是新约开始告诉我们。
That is what is in the New Testament.
所以当主耶稣升天之前，站在对门徒说：“你们要成为我的见证人。”
In the New Testament, then, analogously, the Lord says, "You are my witnesses."
那就是以后使徒行传所记载的。
And that's recorded in the book of Acts.
嗯，求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
他的神在他恢复工作上。
That in the Lord's recovery work,
让我们说有颗心愿回到神起初所定的旨
意。May we have a simple desire to return to what's on God's heart.
我们愿意祈求他的心意，祈求他的心肠。
We want to please him to please his will.
能够成为他所用的器。
And that we can be used as a vessel in his hand.
能在神恢复工作当中有份于。
And that we will take part in the Lord's revival.
让求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
让请弟兄们做些祈祷。
May the brother give us a closing prayer.
Second word of prayer. 我们感谢你这样宝贵的话语
到我们。Lord, we thank you for this precious word that we have received.
主啊，今天我们虽然没有啊这样外在的这样的城墙、这样的门，好像能够把我们和这世界分开。
And even though there may not be an obvious wall or gate separating us from the world,
但是感谢你，基督成了我们的墙、我们的门。
But thank you that you, the Christ, have become our wall and our gate.
借着这样的墙，我们能够与这世界分别。
And through this wall, we can be separated from the world.
也感谢你借着基督这样的门，和我们一点点的信心， 啊，神的话主的血就这样白白赏赐给我们。
We thank you that through simple faith that God's word and Christ's blood may come to us.
感谢主，也求主来继续来做工，让啊复兴神的教会从复兴我们每一个人开始。
So we thank you, Lord, and pray that this recovering work might start with each of us.
感谢主，祷告是奉主的是宝贵的名。
Thank you, Lord, pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
好，我们。